Mark Munoz is with us here on Sports Byline USA. Again, middleweight and going to be fighting on Wednesday. You'll be able to see that on TV, UFC on Fuel TV. You might want to check that out. Former NCAA Division I national champion in wrestling, that coming out of Oklahoma State. They have a fine tradition of wrestling there, don't they?
They do. They do. And I might say that they're traditionally the best wrestling university out of all the universities that have wrestling.
Dan Gable?
Yes, even better than Iowa, because they have more team national championships than Iowa does.
Tell me a little bit about college wrestling. You know, we hear about it, and we only hear about it usually about every 4 years when we've got the Olympics coming up. But what is it about college wrestling that makes it have a mystique about it? Because when I've talked to wrestlers in programs around the country, there is something about it. It's not football, basketball, or baseball, but it's something that gravitates, the fans really get into.
Yeah, you know, wrestling is not a glamorous sport. It's not a glamorous sport. I mean, it's full of grit. It's full of just guys that love the sport. And it's so pure, because in order to wrestle, I mean, there's no glitz and glamour to it. You don't earn millions of dollars wrestling. It's just impossible. You don't do that. And people do wrestling because they love it. And that's what's so mysterious about it, because you see guys in tight leotards, which we call singlets, touching each other in the wrong places that you don't see people normally touch. And
excuse me.
And yeah, and you're actually, you know, and they love it, you know, not to say it's you know, anything like that, but it's, you know, I'm kind of embellishing it for a little bit, but to prove a point. But wrestling is so pure because people love it, and the competitors that actually do it love it, and they love all the aspects to it, how it actually is a tough sport, and you need to be very, very smart in order to do the sport. So it's you know, I love it, and it equates to life a lot, and I use that as a teaching tool to a lot of the kids that I try to influence in a positive way.
I want to ask you, because you didn't get into UFC fighting until after you'd been a wrestling coach at UC Davis, right?
Correct.
When you're coaching kids, can you spot something in them almost immediately, whether they have that knack, and you're shaking your head, yes? What is it you look for?
You know, I look for their attitude based upon failure. If you see a kid that doesn't care if you tell him to do a certain technique and he fails at it, he doesn't care. But if you see a kid that fails at it, you got to coach him a little bit different, because failure is actually, it actually inches you towards success. So the more you fail, the more you'll be successful. And that's why I try to tell a lot of kids, much like life, you know, you're not going to be successful at the first thing that you do. You got to keep trying. You got to keep practicing. And that's what I try to do. I try to look at that and try to see their attitude towards failure and try to improve their impression or improve their perspective about failure, and try to have them move forward from their past performance. And that's the number one thing I look for, because if they have that type of diligence or that meticulous perspective on wrestling technique, I know that they're going to become better. Now, if a kid doesn't have that, that's not to say they won't be successful either. But you have to coach them in a different way to be able to lead them in that direction so they understand that this is what they need to do in order to be successful.
There is a dynamic that I particularly appreciate in solitary athletes. And what I mean by solitary athletes, those that determine their success or failure. It's not basketball. It's not football or baseball. Yeah. It's the tennis player. It's the wrestler. There is a dynamic there that allows them to decide their own fate. And I've always found that interesting. Can you give me some insight into that, since you're one of those athletes?
Yeah, when you talk about solitary athlete, it's whether it's a team sport or individual sport. And wrestling is a team sport, but you are out there individually wrestling another wrestler. So it's all on you to be able to contribute to the team by your individual performance. Now, it's the same thing in team sports, but you're not doing the same, you're not in the same play, you're not in the same movement, you're not in the same program. You're actually by yourself to actually contribute to a team. So You don't have other guys to rely on in order to get the results that you want. It's all on you. And I like that because, you know, I like the fact that you can actually dictate your own choices, and you have your coach, you know, barking at you, you know, trying to get you to do things, but ultimately it's what you do out there that's gonna impact whether you win the match or not. And I definitely like that part, because in team sports, you can't control your teammate. He's gonna do his own actions, but in individual sports, you control everything.
I'm going to make an observation, and if I'm wrong about this, feel free to correct me. But I really believe one of the strengths of UFC fighting, and for you and all of the others that do this, is adaptability. Your ability to change on the spot during the course of a fight, be able to recognize something, do something about it, and adapt. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you have to be able to adapt to the opponent that you have. You might be preparing for somebody that's a good stand-up guy, and then he switches it up and tries to take you down. You got to be prepared for that. I think in order for you to be able to be at the upper echelon at your division or in the UFC, you got to be able to be well-rounded. And what I mean by well-rounded is learn all the aspects of mixed martial arts. The top four aspects are kickboxing, boxing, jiu-jitsu, and wrestling. If you're good at those four aspects, you can actually then branch off into judo, into taekwondo, into like hapkido and other disciplines. But you have to be able to adapt. If you don't adapt, then you're going to have a very hard time being successful in the UFC.
One of the things I'm fascinated about is the fact that we're 2 days away from your fight on Wednesday.
Yep.
And yet you're out here doing media, you're doing interviews, and usually when it comes to the boxing world, these guys close themselves off about a week beforehand and get their game face on. But I see you relaxed. Is that just the way you are in life, and so that's the way you approach things?
Exactly. That's the way I am, and the UFC approached me about doing this tour, and I'm totally fine with it. I think the fight's already won in your preparation, and I prepared very hard for this fight. I'm totally prepared. I have everything dialed in with my weight cut, and you know, I'm just excited for the fight to come. And for me, it's I do this not because of the fame or the fortune or the glitz and the glamour. You know, I got into it just so that, you know, I can plan my schedule so I can be with my family throughout the day and actually provide for them as well. And, you know, these things that, you know, I'm doing radio with you now, it's actually part of the job. And I know it's a part of the job, and it's something that I actually have to do. It's my responsibility to educate people about the sport, to educate people about the organization, and do it the best that I can. So I got to be able to be prepared in my preparation to do these things. So I was prepared. I was ready to go. When they told me that I was coming to do a radio show, I was like, yeah, fine, let's do it.
Do you have any sense of the crowd when you're doing a fight, or are you so geared in and locked in the octagon that you don't have any sense about them?
I have a sense when I'm walking in. So I have my walkout music, and I'm there with my corner men, and they're behind me, backing me up, and I'm just dancing and smiling and just loving taking everything in. And then as the cage door shuts and the referee goes, all right, let's go, then I don't pay attention to a crowd at all. But I'm slapping five before that. Prior to that, I'm slapping five to everyone that wants to give five to me and everything. So, I tune them out.
Yeah. Also, when you're fighting in your home area like you are in the San Francisco Bay Area as compared to on the road someplace, a noticeable difference for you? Do you get a different vibe?
Oh, I do get a different vibe. And as we were walking up, I was just taking pictures. And I've seen all these sites, but I was just taking pictures of AT&T Park, of the Bay Bridge, of just, like, buildings here. I was like, man, I love the Bay Area, and this is where I live, and this is where I grew up. This is my roots, and I'll never forget my roots. And it's just, it's of no other feeling, and I love it.
We only have about 45 or a little bit over a minute left, but what sense of satisfaction do you get, Mark, when you walk out of the ring, win or lose? And you've been mostly successful, so I guess I can ask you about winning, but what do you come away with?
You know, I come away with just the fact that a goal was set and a goal was achieved. And it's not about winning or losing. It's about improving your performance every time you step into the octagon. And that's what that's or whatever you do, improving upon your past performances. That's what I get from it. And then having said that, since I'm on a global scale and people see me, I can actually use those actions to be able to move people towards a positive way in life. You know, that's why I've opened up all these, you know, not all these, but I've opened up one nonprofit organization to help at-risk teens to be able to point them in the right direction with character and leadership development and integrity. So that's what I get from it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming into the studio. Good luck with the fight on Wednesday night. Check it out, UFC on Fuel TV. Mark Munoz in a battle, the Filipino wrecking machine, and it's a name that he's come to really, really like. Middleweight, 33 years old. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.